getting your working life to work for you. It's the John Adams Show.
Attainment with Attitude is sponsored by Attainment Inc. in conjunction with Leadership Management Incorporated. Attainment and LMI help business leaders to make behavior changes in the areas of productivity, leadership, communication, and goal achievement. Each week, we will follow the progress of an Attainment client through their 8-week program and hear how the client is working through fears and obstacles that stand in the way of their goals. Linda, welcome back to the program.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Our listeners may recall that you were actually our first guest of 2007.
Is that right?
Yes, you were. We had you back a couple weeks ago, and I am very excited about this new segment. So we're going to jump right into it. Would you introduce Rick for us, your client?
Yes. I'm really excited that Rick's going to be here. He's quite a courageous gentleman, and your listeners will find out why in just a few minutes. But Rick is president of Duncan and Son Lines Incorporated, and he is part of an industry that's really important to Arizona. He's a part of the trucking industry. The trucking industry actually provides, I don't know if everybody knows this, but they provide 1 out of 12 jobs in our state. So that's a really important industry to focus on. And I met Rick about 6 months ago when the president of the Arizona Trucking Association had introduced us. And so he's typical of our clients. He's head of a successful company that wants to move to the next level. And I think you're going to have the audience learn a little bit more about him now.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. Rick, this is a courageous thing that you're doing here to open yourself up for an 8-week program as you go through this process of working through your barriers to some goals that you've set for yourself. So thank you for agreeing to do this and sharing your progress with us over the next 2 months.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be here too. And I don't know how courageous I am, but I'm going to try to have fun doing this and enjoy it as well.
All right. We appreciate your vulnerability in this experience, and thank you for being naked too. So
being very vulnerable with all of us here. So Rick, can you take just a few minutes here briefly to talk about your company, just the type of business you're in, the number of years you've been in business, number of employees. Just give us kind of a sense of your business.
Well, just a little bit about our company. Company was started in 1943 by my grandfather. I'm the third generation to run the company. The fourth generation is involved in the company on a day-to-day basis. Actually, I'm trying to work a little less and have them work a little bit more. And that's part of what Linda's helping me doing as well, is over the next 5 years to try to transition the company to the next generation, or 6 years or seven or eight or 10 or whatever we decide, but to try to move forward and do that successfully. It's kind of a tough time during that transition, and I want to try to make it as successful as possible.
I have a quick question before we continue on with this, because I next want you to identify your goals and why you're doing this program. But I'm just curious, you're a third generation owner going on fourth generation. Do you feel a lot of pressure to keep this business going? In other words, I worked with a client one time, similar type situation, and he told me once, he said, I feel so much pressure that if this business were to fail on my watch, that I would have let down, I think at that time it was like 70 years of family history building this business. Do you feel that at all?
Not really. I don't feel a lot of pressure. Whenever I took over the business 10 years ago, I knew in order for my three children and their families to be involved in the business, we had to grow the business.
Okay.
The business, we had just a handful of trucks at that time and was doing a lot of brokerage using other trucking companies to move our product, but I knew that we had to grow the company. We're up to over 100 trucks of our own and 100 independent contractors working for us. And by doing that, we've grown to the size that it can support the whole family, support my parents as well, who are still stockholders in the business.
Tom wants you to adopt him right about now.
Yes, really.
You got to work Tom.
All right, so another interesting bit of information about you, though, and your family, Rick, is that you said to me before this show started that your family's been in Arizona since when?
The mid-1880s. They came to Arizona. My great-great-grandfather had a trading post near Buckeye, Arizona, And then my great-grandfather was a carpenter, and my grandfather then started the trucking business.
All right, so he's one of those guys that think that anybody that's moved to the state since the year 1910, it's not a native.
Yeah, well, back then, trucks were stagecoaches, weren't they? Yeah,
absolutely.
They were smuggling illegals and stagecoaches. Yes.
All right. We're having way too much fun with Rick. We got to find out what are the three goals that you're going to work on here over the next 2 months that we're going to track your progress on?
The three goals that Lynn and I have decided were of most importance, and that I decided through Linda's help, actually, were to increase our sales, which I talked about before with growing the business, and that we need to, I need to do things differently. When I say we, the team of our company needs to do things differently to make the company be successful in sales and to hold on to our existing customers and to hopefully go out and bring some new customers on board.
Okay, so your first goal then is to increase your sales.
Yes.
And what's the second one?
The second goal is to work on management teamwork. As our company grew, we seemed to become more departmentalized, and when that happened, it was something I wasn't used to, and so I started seeing, you know, that there was people that, you know, there was a little bickering maybe between departments, and so I'm working to try to bring a good management team together and to bring a real sense of ownership of every employee in the business to where there's a real working as a team to make the business successful.
All right, so you want to build that management team up so they're working together, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. All right, and your third goal?
The third goal is to develop the potential of our employees, to try to recognize the talents that they have to bring them forth in the business to try to get, you know, all the talent we can out of them to once again be successful.
Okay, so these are kind of general goals, and I'm sure you're working with Linda to make them more specific, right, Linda?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they are already more specific than what we've mentioned here, because we didn't want to get into too much detail. However, that is what will happen between now and next show. Is that there will be, everybody's probably familiar with the SMART format, you know, where they'll be very specific and measurable.
All right, so what are you guys going to do to poor Rick here over the next 8 weeks? What's going to happen to him? What's the process?
Well, the process is we're using the same process that we use with all of our new clients, and we call it it's actually something that was developed by Leadership Management Incorporated, LMI. We're a franchise of that organization. I think you might remember that.
Uh-huh.
They have a process called the Strategic Development Process. And it helps companies or individuals move to the next level. It has four parts. It's awareness and planning and development of people and processes, as well as results management. So the first step was yesterday, Rick and I sat, and he went through this very courageously again for 3 hours, and he put down on paper some of the things that many business owners never get around to. Things like, what are my organizational values? What are the strengths and weaknesses? What are my critical success factors? So he developed a lot of different things in terms of where does he stand now? That's the awareness stage.
All right.
And that.
So let me catch up to you. Mm-hmm. So awareness stage. So he has some sense of what's going on, where he's at, and what his strengths are and his weaknesses.
Exactly.
Okay.
And as far as a company, and then also a little bit as far as his personal strengths as a leader.
Now, did you do this on your own, Rick, or did you coach him through this, Linda? Because I'm thinking, I don't even know if I could do this.
We did it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's part of the benefit that an outside facilitator can bring, is a lot of times we just don't get to it, and also how to do it.
Okay. So he's come to you and said, I need to make some changes in order to achieve these goals. And then you take him through that first stage of the process.
Right.
Okay. What next? Mm-hmm. What's next?
So that's the awareness stage. And then the second thing is to, based on what were the strengths, the weaknesses, and what stands between where Rick wants to go and now, he identified the three goals he just mentioned. When you go through this process, there's usually about 20 goals, and that's the challenge, is to prioritize. So that was one of the things.
Okay.
So that's how we came up with them, with the three goals. And then also what happened is that...
I'm sorry, let me cut you off for a quick second.
Yeah.
Did he present you with 20 goals and then you pick three? Or did you negotiate this together, or he come to you and say, out of my 20, here's the three I think are the most important?
It's definitely his decision.
Okay.
What I did is help him. We helped go through a process so he can know which one to pick.
Okay, so you really kind of walked him through all this, but in the end, he makes the final choice.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's a difference between what we do as versus a consultant. We facilitate him making the decision.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So now, what's going to happen here over the next 8 weeks? We know we're going to have the two of you back on the program every week. to talk about Rick's progress. But what is that going to look like?
When we come on the show, what will happen is that Rick will talk about the progress he made that week toward the overall three goals he mentioned. He'll also talk about what it is he got out of the information he's listening to and reading. And that's part of the process, is that Rick actually listens to information on CD multiple times, and he reads the information, and he also does exercises. So it's like a two-track. One track is where he's working on specific goals. Another track is where he's applying the information so that he can actually increase sales and the other areas you talked about.
All right, so we're going to have a real specific kind of a feedback mechanism then that lets our listeners know in various categories how Rick is doing.
Right.
And we keep talking about you like you're not here. Sorry, Rick.
He left.
I'm still listening. So.
You're still listening. Okay. Yeah, well, yet. So, I mean, are you excited about this? I mean,
yes, I'm really excited about
it. So we're going to be following your progress. Now, we're assuming that you're highly motivated, you sound like a go-getter kind of guy, and you're going to have great reports for us. What happens if you don't? Because we're going to be rooting for you each week to make your, you know, to work toward your goal and make this progress.
Oh, set him up for failure, John.
I'm just saying, do you guys advise, Linda, consequences?
What we will do, do we advise consequences?
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, do people say that, I mean, is there some kind of a negative thing where if they don't achieve goals that, you know,
they have to come on the show?
Yeah. Yeah, they have to come in. This will be subjected to public humiliation.
Right? Paddles, chains, yeah.
You know, what we do is we help the person. We do this on an individual basis. Generally speaking, we usually promote more of a positive to what the benefits are. However, we really work with the person, and Rick doesn't know the details of this yet, but to really see what does motivate him. You know, because sometimes people can be motivated and with a negative consequence.
Interesting, because we talk about that sometimes.
Oh, you sound like my mother.
It's kind of like that whole spanking debate that's out there right now. Are you supposed to spank your kids or not?
You know, poor Rick is like the Kirstie Alley of the business world. You've noticed? It's like, you're going to lose 200 pounds, and we're going to watch you over the months.
see how you're doing.
Yeah, see how you're doing.
Well, listen, I'm excited for you, Rick. I mean, these are great goals. I mean, I know that over time here, we'll find out more specifically, like how much sales are going to increase and what does it really mean to develop your management team or employee potentials. We'll be excited to find out how you change and how your business changes as a result of you going through this. But we're going to be rooting for you. We're hoping you come through for us.
Well, thank you.
For yourself, really. This is all about you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So do you have any concerns about doing this or...
No, I think it's going to be fun, and I think it's going to be fun coming here. Whether I succeed or fail, failure can be part of the process of learning as well. So, you know, we're just going to walk through it, and what happens is going to happen.
All right, so let me ask you this. Why would you want to subject yourself to doing this on the radio like this, so publicly?
Linda came to me and offered it to me, and I really thought it would be fun to do it.
I'm excited. Masochist, John.
That's high self-esteem right there. That's
before
really
I met Tom, of course.
Yes, yeah.
If you knew he was here, you would never show up.
Masochist.
A lot of our guests say that. I don't know why. Well, good luck to you, Rick. You sound like a great guy. Thanks for coming on the program. We're going to check in with you every week and see how you're doing. And you got to know that Tom and I and all of our listeners are going to be rooting for you every single week to make progress. And we hope that you achieve these at the end as an inspiring message to those other people out there who want to set goals for their businesses and just want to see somebody else doing the hard work and getting there. So thank you for doing this, and we're looking forward to you sharing your story with us on the air.
Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to coming back too, and with all that good stuff coming toward me, I got to succeed, right?
You betcha, Rick. Thanks.
The John Adams Show on Independent 1310 KXAM.